Hey everyone, I hope you're having a great day. I'm Beth Ann Schwamberger from the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, and today you're listening to How to Write a Compelling About Me Page. I'll share 9 keys to that today. All right, what are we waiting for? Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So yesterday on the show, Sarah and I interviewed Elizabeth Potts Weinstein. And one thing I noticed right away when we got in touch with Elizabeth and we're trying to find out more about her to see if she'd be a good fit to be interviewed on our show is Elizabeth has an amazing About Me page. She tells the most beautiful story. Essentially, she goes through pretty much her whole life story, which would seem maybe unnecessary or like, why would you do that? But she does it in such a compelling way. You just feel like by the end of reading her About Me page, you've gotten to know her. You're just so fascinated by everything she's done and you have to learn more. So I was going to share real quick a bit of Elizabeth's page to kind of show you what I'm talking about here. Okay, so Elizabeth talks about how she ended up in the field of law. She's actually a small business lawyer now, but she does her own practice. She doesn't run like a traditional lawyer would. She does everything out of her home. She's very flexible, down to earth. She wants to help entrepreneurs who are making a difference in the world. But anyways, these few lines right here, they really got my attention. She said she was working at a big law firm. She said worked on cases for big business clients, including blah, blah, blah. She lists a few. Got great performance reviews, always made my billable hour requirements, was on the track for making partner. And so I quit. The thing is, I looked at the partners in those firms and I didn't want their life. I wanted to have a family and to actually spend time with them. I wanted to travel and learn and keep growing. I wanted an existence where I didn't have to wear pantyhose. I wanted to love my work. I wanted clients who actually knew my name. I wanted to help clients change the world. So she goes on with even more compelling information there, but I was just so drawn in by that. That I would say that for Elizabeth, that would be her hook. Now, she didn't put this hook right at the beginning of her story, but I think she does such a great job of writing her story that you have no problem getting down to that hook, and then you're like, okay, I've got to read more. It's like Elizabeth essentially describes, you know, that she was successful. She was doing great. She was at the top of her game. And then she quit. And you're thinking, okay, what's going on? Why? What's the reason for this? And then she dives into that. And I definitely felt an immediate connection to her and thought, yes, exactly. I feel the same way. I don't want a traditional job like that. I want time with my family. I want time to make a difference in the world. And so Elizabeth's About Me page definitely does a few things. She shares her story really well. She shares facts about her life. She's got photos over here on the sidebar of her page that are just, you know, more like laid back personal photos that show her in action in her life, which are really great. You feel like you get to know her. Then she also has some social proof where she shows other interviews that she's done, guest posts that she's done, where she's spoken. And she also does have her qualifications because she wants to show you, hey, I'm a real lawyer. I know what I'm doing. So that's down at the bottom. But she makes sure she shares a story and a lot of personal facts so you really get to know her. And then at the bottom, she, of course, has her social media and ways that you can get in touch with her. So let me break this down for you step by step because there are some really important things that I think all of us need to be including in our About Me page. So I got a lot of these ideas actually from listening to Ask Pat, Pat Flynn's podcast, and Ask Pat episode 1 actually is called How Do You Craft the Perfect About Page? So Pat has 5 tips that he thinks you need to create a really great about page. I did some research. I looked around and I also looked at the about me pages that I love the most. And I actually have 9 keys for you that I think we should all be including in our about me page. So let me go through those with you guys. So number 1 would be that attention grabbing first sentence. I have to say, I think this is almost the hardest part. I think I can grab people's attention maybe with a few sentences, but you really want to catch people off guard right away. You want to either surprise them or be unusual. Or another great way to do this is to ask questions and kind of get yourself in the minds of your reader, which Pat Flynn shares how Derek Halpern does this over at socialtriggers.com on his About Me page. What Derek Halpern does on his About Me page is he says, "Hey, what's up? I'm Derek Halpern, the founder of Social Triggers. And if you ever asked yourself, how can I get more customers? How can I persuade someone to work with or help me? How can I negotiate lower prices, higher salaries, better rates?" So he has five questions that he says, hey, if you've ever asked yourself this, you're in the right place. And I think this is a great idea. I think that more bloggers and website owners and business owners need to realize that their About Me page is not actually about them. It's really about your readers. Of course, you are sharing a lot about yourself so that they get to know you, they feel that connection with you. But the main point is this is for your readers. You want them to know what, how you're going to help them, what you can provide for them, why you're different, and why they're in the right place. Or hey, maybe they're not in the right place and you want to make that clear too. So the hook is that first point. You want to grab their attention. And Pat Flynn starts out his About Me page just saying that he thinks he's the luckiest guy in the world. And then he qualifies that by saying, I'm not a millionaire. I don't have fancy cars. I'm lucky because I have a beautiful wife. I have two kids. I have the best family and friends in the world. And I have a job that lets me spend lots of time with them. So that's a great hook. And if you're a family-oriented person and that's what you're looking for, then you're saying, yeah, I'm in the right place here. So the hook, and I know for Sarah and I, figuring this out for our About Me page has been really tricky as well. Which, let me give a disclaimer here. Sarah and I are currently working on our About Me page for brilliantbusinessmoms.com. So I am hoping that by researching this and sharing all of these points that I'm learning with you all, it will force us to finally get that About Me page up and on the site. So hold me to it. Go over to brilliantbusinessmoms.com/about and let me know if you see a great About Me page there. And if you don't, you need to tweet at me on Twitter, message me on Facebook and say, Beth Ann, you didn't do it yet. Come on. What are you thinking? Get that About Me page done. So you have my permission to give me a scolding if you don't see our About Us page up on brilliantbusinessmoms.com. Okay, so that was tip number one. Sorry, I spent a lot of time on that one. Tip number two is, I kind of touched on this, but this is share the benefits of what you and your site have to offer. So again, this is so, so, so important. It's not about you. It's about how you can help. So I'm brainstorming here, but for Brilliant Business Moms, I know that what Sarah and I are trying to create is a community of moms who want to have businesses on the side. These are moms who want to spend lots of time with their family. Maybe they're working full-time right now, but they feel like, hey, if I could get this side gig going, then I wouldn't have to work a full-time job. Or they're stay-at-home moms, but they're thinking, you know what, I need something on the side. I need some other meaningful work to do. So that's our community. And what we want to do is help them to be successful. We want to, and not just that, because it's not just about the facts. I mean, lots of people are out there sharing facts about how to be successful, but it's also the encouragement. It's also the coming alongside all of the moms who listen to our podcast and read our blog and supporting them in a real and a personal way. Because I just think that's so important. We're not talking heads. We're not. And Sarah and I will be the first to say, like, we don't think we're brilliant business moms. That's not it at all. The title of our podcast really came from the fact that we get to interview brilliant business moms. So we're trying to feature brilliant business moms on the show, and we're trying to learn from them as well. So we'll be the first to tell you that we're not putting ourselves up on some pedestal here. We're right there with you. We're right there with you, learning and growing. We want to do this together because we think that starting and growing a business all by yourself is really, really hard. So let's not do it by ourselves. Let's support each other. Let's share what we're learning. So And I have to say, too, that we've already been getting some amazing feedback. You guys are seriously just the best. So, and we'll be sharing some of those people who've been asking questions and featuring them on future shows, because they've asked us some great questions that will lead to some other podcast episodes. But, okay, so that's tip number two is it's about your reader. You've got to share how you can help them. And you've got to figure out what their problem really is and define that problem and then offer that solution. So, so, so important. Okay, tip number three is you need to have some social proof. You need to, and I know some sites do a great job of actually sharing those testimonials of what people are saying about them, which I think Sarah and I are definitely going to do that for our About Me page, because we've already gotten amazing feedback. I'm just like astonished by this. We feel like we're so green. We're still figuring out all of this, but people are coming to us and saying, hey, you helped, or hey, I took your advice and XYZ happened and I'm so excited. So we'll definitely be sharing that on our page. And there's another About Me page I want to point out. And just so you know, I'll have links to all of my favorite About Me pages up on our website. So all you have to do is go to brilliantbusinessmoms.com and you can find links to what I think are some great examples of compelling About Me pages. So one example of that would be Natalie Lesnefsky of thebusybudgetingmama.com. So she shares at the bottom of her About Me page, she has a few people who've shared with her saying things like, hi Natalie, I'm a fairly new reader of your blog, and I just have to share with you that your posts, past and present, have helped me tremendously as a stay/work-at-home mama. And then she shares a little bit more. Thank you for all you share with the world. Know that you are always reaching someone in such an amazing, positive way. So there's some awesome feedback. Natalie is touching people. She's helping them. She's inspiring them and encouraging them. So I think that's awesome. She's sharing that social proof. And for some people, like I know for Derek Halpern, that means that he's got a photo of him speaking at a big conference to kind of show, like, I know what I'm talking about. I'm kind of an expert in this field. So, I mean, that's great if that's you. But for many of us, social proof really looks like, you know, just sharing the people that we're helping and what people have to say about us. Another thing I want to point out, I meant to mention this in point one with the hook, but Natalie's hook on her About Me page is actually a video, which is amazing. It's only 2 minutes and 49 seconds long. So it's not super long, but it's so well done. You have to check this out. So she's got the busy budgeting mama in this beautiful font to start out the video, this just really fun music. It's light, it's happy. And then she'll show like different posts and kind of screenshots and photo collages. And then she comes on the screen and says, hey, I'm Natalie. You know, here's a little bit about me. Then she'll do like more of her favorite posts with the music. But then she ends by having these words flash up on your screen: creative, family-centered, faith-filled, joyful life. So right there, you're getting that sense of what Natalie's all about, what her blog's about. She conveys so many emotions with this video as well, which actually that's one of our points here. So let's make that point number four actually while we're on it is emotions, feelings. We need to think about this. And I think this is where Pat Flynn didn't actually share this, but I'm pretty sure he would agree. Correct me if I'm wrong, Pat. Even as a dude writing an About Me page, you do want your readers to feel something, whether they feel at home, whether they feel a sense of peace or calm because they're like, oh, I'm in the right place. But I do think the female bloggers and website owners do make a little bit better of a job with this. And of course, women respond to emotions. So it's even more important if you're a mom in business to be doing this. So I think Natalie did such a good job with her video of making you feel like, okay, this is a light, fun, happy place. But we are going to dig into some great things like talking about family, talking about faith, but it's a joy-filled kind of place. So I just love that about Natalie's video. And I know for Sarah and I, what we want to convey with our About Me page is a sense of a sigh of relief. Like, I'm in the right place. Like, I'm not alone in this. Growing this business is so hard, but I'm not alone. And I can do this. And there are other moms who get me. So whatever it is that you're trying to convey with that About Me page, really, really think about that. Think about how you want your readers to feel when they're reading that page. Okay, key five for your compelling About Me page is you've got to include some facts and tidbits about you. You've got to include your personal story, which Elizabeth Potts Weinstein, she obviously does this from the very beginning. Her whole About Me page is just this compelling narrative, this compelling story about her. But for the rest of us, you know, we might start out with that hook that maybe asks a question or a video like Natalie did. And so then, but then you want to dig in a little bit more and share more of that personal story. And what goes along with tip number five is tip number six, which is photos. And I really like what Neil Patel said on Quick Sprout. This is actually a post he did. This is like from years ago, but he said, "I don't care if you're the ugliest person on the planet, you have to have a photo of yourself on your About Me page." So that just cracked me up. And it's true. Like people, I mean, honestly, if you're providing value to people, if you're likable, who cares what you look like? Like, we don't care, but we want to get to know you. We want to, like, having that picture of that person in your head as you're reading their blog or whatever, I mean, it lets you feel like you're getting to know that person, and it's really important. So along with those facts and tidbits that make you unique, that make you stand out, you've got to have some photos. And some of my favorite mom bloggers are doing a great job at this. I mean, really, they'll have this About Me page that's like miles long, but it's so great because they have so many gorgeous photos of them and photos of things they've done, photos of them with their family. And I love it. It's just like, it's kind of like this virtual scrapbook where they share a photo and then some great little tidbits about something there, and then another photo. And honestly, I think it's great. I think the more you can let your readers get to know you, the better. But again, I would say here in terms of tip five on sharing tidbits about you, make them really unique. Make it something that people will remember and connect to, but don't have it be the same thing that everyone else is saying. Like, "I love cups of coffee and I walk on the beach every day." Like, I'm really sorry if you're listening to this and this is what your blog About Me page says. I'm sure you're a wonderful person. But try to like really brainstorm here, and maybe you can get some of your friends and family involved and say, "Okay, guys, when you think about me, what makes me unique? What are those facts about me that really stand out?" Off the top of my head, in terms of our About Me page, I know there are certain things that I'll be sharing. For one, I'm a military spouse, so that makes me unique. My husband's actually a fighter jet pilot, so I'm kind of in a major minority in the U.S. for like what my husband does and what our life looks like. And I think there are a lot of stereotypes about that. He is nothing like Tom Cruise in Top Gun. He's actually a much nicer, better person than that. But I digress. But all that to say, so I mean, that would be one thing that's unique about me that maybe, you know, other military spouses can relate to me. But at the same time, I'm different because there aren't that many fighter jet pilots out there. And then another unique thing that I am definitely going to share on that About Me page is the fact that my husband Chris and I have a son, Holden, and Holden, we adopted him from India. And in addition to that, Holden has a disability. So Holden is not able to walk and he uses a wheelchair and he is awesome at it. And he's, of course, we think the greatest kid on the planet. But, you know, that's something that's unique. But I've definitely noticed since we adopted Holden, since I've become a mom, that so many moms have connected with me because we either share adoption in common, we've adopted, or I've connected with other people who are adult adoptees who are like, "I was adopted as a kid and oh my goodness, Holden's so great." And then also the disability factor. I've connected with so many parents who have a child with some sort of disability or maybe a chronic condition or some sort of hardship. And so people connect with me over that. And it's so cool. I love that. So even though, you know, maybe you don't want to be an oversharer, which I know I struggle with being on that side of things, but sharing those things and being a bit vulnerable, which that is how it feels, you know, when I share about Holden and his disability, it's something that's you know, it touches our lives in a really personal way. And sometimes I can feel like so vulnerable for putting that out there because, you know, some days are a struggle when you have a child with a disability. But at the same time, I know that when I am vulnerable, when I share that with others, then they're getting to know me, they're connecting with me. And, you know, I'm hoping that there are moms out there who are trying to have a business on the side and they also have a kid with a disability and they're saying, hey, Beth Ann, this is really hard. Like, I'm taking my kid to PT or OT or all these doctor's appointments every week. And, you know, they need a lot of time. And how can I balance this? And, you know, I want to come alongside those moms and help them and encourage them. So those are some personal tidbits from my life. I know for Sarah, you know, she's got her own personal tidbits, which you'll have to go check out our About Me page to see what she has to share. But yeah, so there's that. So find some things that are unique and they don't all have to be like super heavy like those. I guess those are maybe kind of deep. But for example, our sister-in-law, Abby, who blogs at justagirlinherblog.com, she has some really great ones. And one of hers is a deep, heavy one about she is a BRCA1 gene carrier. So she is at super high risk for breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So she shares that story on her blog, but she also has some lighter points on there. One of which is she's like, everyone thinks I look like someone they know. So I guess, you know, I'm just that girl next door. Everyone, you know, thinks I'm familiar and friendly. That was one. And then she also shares that she's a preacher's kid. So she talks about what that means for her and how she's kind of always been a bit of a, you know, rule follower, that kind of thing. So there are all sorts of ways that you can share those really fun things that make you unique that other people are really just going to connect with. Okay, let's move on to tip 7. Link to your popular posts. Link to those other blog posts you've written or podcasts, whatever the case is. Link to those, the ones that people have really connected with and resonated with, maybe the ones that you've gotten a bazillion comments on or that people have written you personal emails about because it so touched them and impacted their life, or just those posts that really are other ways that people are going to get to know you and little facets of your life. So I really suggest you do that on your About Me page because on any page of your blog, you don't want to leave people sitting right there with nowhere to go next. You always want there to be an easy way for them to keep exploring and keep reading. So link to your other posts. Then tip 8, have a way for people to get in touch with you on that About Me page. Now for some people, that might just be having those social media buttons in a really easy to locate spot. And, you know, maybe write something compelling there like, come hang out with me. I think that's what Pat Flynn says on his, or, you know, join our community, join the conversation that we're having. But, you know, I know for us, we will have an email address there, so you can reach out to us really easily. For other people, it looks like a contact form. Definitely, like, at that point of contact where people are really getting to know you, don't leave them hanging. Make sure they can get in touch with you. And then the last tip that I learned this from Pat Flynn. I'm giving you all the credit here, Pat, and this is genius, and it's really important. He actually said in his podcast that he thought this was the one point for you not to miss. You really want to make sure you include this, and this is an email opt-in box on your About Me page, and Pat has one after his intro and then one at the end of the page, and let me just share the stats that he shared because it's really crazy. He said that from on one given month, he had 60 people from his About Me page who opted in from the sidebar. He just had, you know, that typical email signup widget in the sidebar. But then when he added that email signup form to the page itself within the body of the page, the next month increased to 440 subscribers. That's crazy. Now, of course, you probably don't have the traffic numbers that Pat Flynn has. If you do, that's awesome. But even if you don't, I think you can still see some awesome results with this. So I know Sarah and I will be including that on our About Me page. Okay, let me do a rundown real quick of these most important keys, the 9 keys to a compelling About Me page. And then Definitely go check out the blog though, because I'm going to share some other about me pages that I think are really unique, really fun, really catch your attention. So, and I think that's really important. I saw someone who was sharing on how to write a great about me page, and she said, make sure first you find 5 about me pages that you love. And obviously don't copy those pages. You're your own person. You're unique, but figure out what makes them compelling, what makes you love that about me page. So I suggest that as well. And I'll definitely have at least 5 about me pages that I love linked up at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/30. So, all right, the quick and dirty rundown here. Tip 1, that attention grabbing headline or hook. Tip 2, share the benefits of your site. Share how you can help your reader. Tip 3, have some social proof there. Share testimonials, share where you've spoken, your authority. Tip 4, figure out what feelings you want your readers to have when they're on that About Me page and do your best to evoke those emotions. Tip 5, don't forget fun facts, tidbits about you, your personal story, what makes you unique. Tip 6, photos. No matter what, you have to have some photos of yourself. Tip 7, link to some of your popular posts or posts where your readers are also getting to know you. Tip 8, you need to have a way for people to get in touch with you. And tip 9, don't forget an email opt-in box on that About Me page within the body of the page itself. All right, Brilliant Business Moms, that's all I got for you today. I hope this helped. I would love it if you would share with me how you've changed your About Me page as a result of hearing about all of this. That would be so great. And other than that, now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant. And we'll catch you later. Have a wonderful, brilliant day.